It's Edward Golden with R-Talk on KCRW. With the media's non-stop coverage of the presidential campaign reaching the point of oversaturation, it's tempting to recall the timeless statement, "A picture is worth a thousand words." With the headlines of today's R-Talk, Art versus Politics, I chose several artworks that deliver serious punches that can be felt years, and in some cases centuries, after originally being made. Let's check out the first image, a double portrait of Donald Trump by well-known Los Angeles-based artist Robbie Connell, a street artist famous for unique, satirical political posters. I wonder if anyone has had the courage to show these posters to the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, so famous for his thin skin. Yeah. Next thing we know, we will be hearing about a multi-million dollar suit against the artist. Almost a year ago, responding to the Republican primary debates, I marveled at Donald Trump. He completely dominated the events, overshouting each and every one of the participants, including moderators. The only person I could think of who might be able to compete with Donald was a man who unfortunately has been dead for 2,000 years and whose amazing bronze portrait was on display at the Getty Center. A few months ago, the New York Times published an article, "How Will Trump Redecorate the White House?" There was a photograph of the living room in Donald's New York penthouse. Though its decor was obviously inspired by the royal splendor of Versailles, the actual result was closer to the garish interior of a Las Vegas casino. And that's why, on our website, I chose to juxtapose a photo of Donald with a portrait of Louis XIV. A few days ago, during my run-through of various local galleries, I came across a particularly timely exhibition of powerful artworks by well-known Los Angeles artist Andrea Bowers. Her exhibition at Susan Wilmeter Gallery is titled Triumph of Labor and reflects the artist's continued interest in the labor movement. The central piece in the exhibition is a huge 9 by 20 feet drawing executed on a panel made of dozens of disassembled cardboard boxes. This purposefully humble material is juxtaposed with images inspired by 19th century political graphics advocating for labor solidarity and political activism. Above the heads of this 19th century crowd are banners with the words that evoke the campaign of Bernie Sanders: the land for the people, dignity and a living wage, wage workers of all countries unite. Last but not least, here is a masterpiece by James Ensor, Christ's Entry into Brussels in 1889. It's probably the most famous painting in the collection of the Getty Museum. Standing in front of this painting, created more than 100 years ago, one still hears the noise of its huge crowd and feels shocked by its grotesque figures and faces. The artist is mocking the huge crowd, which includes a number of politicians and religious leaders. But hidden, deep in the crowd, is a small figure of Christ himself. The question remains, is Christ the subject of celebration or mockery? It's up to us to decide. Ensor is obviously referring to the deep cultural, religious, and ethnic issues dividing his country. Sounds uncomfortably familiar, doesn't it? It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on CRW.